Hello, and God bless you, and wonderful
God
name
bless
of
you.
Jesus Christ. That was fantastic sharing, guys. And so from last week going on, really it's been a real great, fantastic week for myself, where God really will place you exactly where you need to be. That spoken last week, I really spoke about the honoring God, and really honoring God with your substance is really where it's at. So for me, I know and I believe that when you sit down and you really be truthful with yourself, you be truthful with God, you really go to Him and you say, Father, I have this, and this is can you show me what you would have me give? I want to give out of faith. So He will show you what to give. And all circumstances and everything don't matter. We can get excited. We can, because this is where this is the foundation of where it is. So last week, we had leaders meeting a couple of weeks ago, and it all come from this, that then last week I really dwelled in to learn so much more about more. I've known many years about honoring God, but I really wanted to know for me, for my benefit, to know that what I'm doing is right. What I'm doing is, and I'm doing it with the right heart and with the right mind, and I'm doing it with faith. So I really dwelled in last week and just, was really communicating with God and asking Him, and then really listening everything from the first fruits. So I went to God, and I was like, God, and I was having, like, speaking to Him, and then some money come in, and I was really excited. So I honored God, and then, each time I have money, I honored God. And then, this week has been such a different week, because how my heart has felt, because I knew this was the foundation, because I knew what I was doing come from the complete right heart, that when we give, and we give truly from the heart, thank you, Father, this is for you. This is me honoring you, and I really truly thank you for what you've done in my life. And I have seen a huge difference within everything around me. My whole being has been more calmer. God has just been given me so much more thoughts. I feel that so much has come from this week, from learning. Like, he won't let me slip back into any other way, any old way of thinking. He's really got hold of me in the palm of his hand, and I really feel this. I was laid in bed tonight, and I was like, God, what is it that you would have me share? And this was really burning on my heart to just encourage everyone to do everything with heart and really go to God and be accountable for what you're doing. Really just ask Him and communicate with Him and say, Father, this is my time with you, and I want you to show me exactly what I need to do. And when we ask in faith, He will do. I promise you, anything that you need, He will do. But that is the first thing that we need to do when we need to look at where what we are doing. Are we being honest with everything we're doing? Are we really trusting God with everything that we are doing? And when you know that you're doing everything with heart, and you know that you're honoring God first, and you're putting God first, because God wants you to put him first in everything that you do, whether that's finances, when you wake up in the morning, when you, whatever you're doing within your day, within your family, that, you know, that you bring God into it, your decisions, you're bringing God into it, and you're trusting him. And because he wants our faith, as Amber said, everything is faith. And when we grab hold of that, and we start to see, you know, that when we let go of the world's reality, we let go of circumstances, we let go of the what ifs, then God can come in. God can truly make miracles. He can truly work within yourself. He can work within your family. He will get you to such a strong point that you know. Because when you experience something, no one can take that away from you. When you experience God and you start to build a relationship and you start to build a trust up with him, knowing he will never let you down, then you start to build that confidence and trust within him. You start to get excited for others, knowing that they can have this, that they can truly walk such a great life on this earth with God when you choose to make the choice. So 2024 is our choice what we're going to do, whether we're going to choose to actually put God first in everything we're doing, or whether we're going to make excuses, whether we're actually going to get accountable and sit and say, you know, God, like, I'm hearing this, but am I listening? Am I listening with intent? Am I listening, or is it kind of going in one ear and out the other? And then it's not actually, it's not stayed in there. And God wants us to have a listening ear. He wants us to hear what he is speaking today, and he wants us to be diligent in what we're doing. He wants us to do everything with heart. He wants us to have the most great 2024. He wants us to be prosperous in every area. He wants your families. He wants your friends. He wants everyone around you. But first, we need to put him first. And then people can then start seeing around you God. They will start seeing the action of God around you because of how you've changed, how you're acting, what is going on around you. They will see, and their eyes will start to open, their ears will start to open, and God will pierce their hearts. Yeah, and if you really feel you would love someone to come to God, if you really feel that you would love, you know, it could be a family member or a friend or someone that you would really like to have faith and trust in God and trust in his ways, then go to our Heavenly Father. Go to him and pray. Pray for the laborers and pray for your family, and God, he will do exceedingly abundantly above more than you ask or think, because all grace abounds towards you when you move with God, when you act with God, because whatever we do is blessed. But are we believing this? Are we seeing this? Are we seeing things from the eyes of God? Are we seeing things from God's perspective? Or are we still keeping our carnal thoughts in and still kind of letting the doubt in, the worry in, the fearing of something? Or are we actually opening our eyes and saying, I'm not having this anymore. I'm moving with God. My God is bigger than any circumstance. My God is bigger than anything in this world. And he loves me. And when you know that God loves you, then you can walk this world fearless, because love is the most purest form of joyfulness, that you know that God will always have your back, that he will never let you down. The creator of the heaven and the earth will never let you down. So when you have that true trust and faith in him, and you do things with a heart of God, of thankfulness, of gratitude, of, you know, Lord, that these things may try and, you know, there could be many things that try and come up to distract us, but I'm going to put you first in it. I'm going to speak to you within anything that can be going on around me. I'm going to speak to you. I'm not going to let anything in to distract me from my focus of you. I am going to do exactly to the point what I'm encouraged to do, because I know that you have the best life for me. But it's our choice. We need to take everything else out that isn't of God. We need to take every carnal thought, cast your cares, cast your thoughts upon him. And because he cares for you, you know, we cast our thoughts, any negativity, any circumstances, any distraction, cast them to him, give them to God, and he will take this away. But we need to put him first. We need to ensure what we are doing, we are putting him first. We are trusting him and have a full faith in him, and knowing he loves us, and that we are going to triumph every situation. We can use our authority in every situation, and he is going to ensure that any situation, anything around us, will move. So I really encourage you today. I really encourage you to really honor God, really just trust him in it. Give him, and you know, Christmas, a classic time. Many people, you know, I've got family, I've got this come up, I've got that, I've got my kids to provide for, I've got this, and Lord, wait, forget that. God first, him first. Because when you put him first, you will never be last. And if you know, he wants you to prosper. He wants you to be in health, and being in health, this is mentally, also physically, but this is everything around you, because everything comes from this, you know, that I can remember some days I've sat, and this is before, and I've said, I don't know how I'm going to get through the day, you know, and I've shouted at my kids, and I thought, God, how am I going to get through this? But those days have gone because I decided to put God first, and it, because he just knows how to, he knows how to heal you. He knows how to really, you know, the whatever is going on in your mind or your heart, he knows how to heal every part of that. He knows how to encourage you step by step in what you are doing. It's amazing how God will even show you through little children what you need to do. He will show you exactly what you need to be doing. And he will remind you what you need to be doing. And it could be from small children saying a couple of words, and you know that it's God working through them. You know that the prayers that you've been praying, that you look up, I feel quite emotional, because you can look up and you can say, God, I know that was you. He know you, you know your personal prayers to your father. And when you see that the prayers and that are being answered by so many. It could be a couple of little different voices, and you're like, do you know, God, you know, you just, you know, it was him, because you're the only one who's prayed that, you know. And I'm just so thankful. 2023, what a year. From last year, of this time last year, my Jack, he was actually up on the sofa with his knee operation, and this year, like, a blooming business, which is complete. God does exceedingly abundantly above, but we need to put him first. We need to ensure that when we are really going to him and going to him with full heart, that we're putting him first within everything that we're doing. So this is what I wanted to share, and I really, really want to thank everyone. I want to thank my ministers. I want to thank everyone on here, because, you know, you guys are amazing, and it's the last month of this year. And enjoy, guys, you know, put God first, enjoy your time with your families, and remember that it's a wonderful time to give and to love others and show them the love of God in action, whether that's your calming voice, whether that's to show them God, you know, because this is what we need to be doing, not just at Christmas time. We need to be doing it every day. We show people God, we show people the love and the compassion that he has for us, and that they can have this life if they choose to listen and have a listening ear and not be thinking from the carnal, because that's carnal mind is death. But God is light, and you can surely light up every room when you speak of our loving Heavenly Father. So that's what I wanted to share. God bless you.